across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, I was at the Folk Festival all weekend, as I have already mentioned several times, and on Sunday evening, just as it was starting to get a little bit dark, Sarah Darling turned up and I got the opportunity to talk to her about what she's doing. So, she's a Nashville, she was born in Iowa, resident in Nashville, and as many we were talking, I won't say too much now, but she's decided to spend a lot of her time in the UK. Let's hear what she had to say. I'm very pleased to welcome Sarah Darling here, who's going to be closing the Cambridge Folk Festival on stage two tonight.
I am so happy to be here. This is my first Cambridge Folk Festival.
Wow, that's exciting, isn't it?
It is very exciting. And as I arrived, I was just, it's a very sweet festival, very magical. And
it's very mellow, yes.
I love it.
And it's quite what we call bijou.
Bijou, I love that.
So it's, you can walk to everything very easily. And it's not a quite hard chore. So I think you can get around and see lots of music.
Absolutely.
So you say you've just arrived.
Just arrived.
But you have been in the UK for quite some time.
I have. So this actually finalizes a string of festivals that I've played in July and finishing off here in August. But this is, I'll go back to Nashville in a couple days, but this is a sweet ending to just a great festival season.
So which other ones have you played so far in the last few weeks?
So last weekend I played a great festival called Nashville Meets London, which was in Canary Wharf. And it was incredible because all these, you know, we had several Nashville artists that came into town, but also some British country artists, and kind of paired that together. And it was maybe 3,000 people, you know, singing country music and with skyscrapers around us. It was really a funny experience.
Yeah, so you've kind of done the opposite to a lot of people. A lot of people aspire to go to Nashville for doing their country singing, and, you know, that's the place to go. And you've come from Nashville, and then you come and spend a time in the UK, which is very great for us.
I have. And, you know, it's kind of fun because my husband is British. He grew up in Surrey, and he now, we're married. He lives in Nashville, loves it. But, you know, I started touring over here about 5 years ago and just really fell in love with the audiences and the crowds. And I decided that as a musician, it's so great to push yourself. And I decided to record and write my recent project, Wonderland, here in the UK. So it's kind of my take on what I would write about here, you know, catching trains and doing a whole different, putting myself in a whole different.
Yeah, that's really interesting because there's a very big modern country scene now, isn't it? Which seems to be growing, which is great.
It is, and it's really growing with country to country. And I'm meeting a lot of British country artists that I'm a big fan of. The Wandering Hearts, I'm, you know, great friends with, and I think they're wonderful.
So yeah, because the old country tradition would be to sing about you kind of the dog down the road,
exactly,
and not having a job and the thing. And so that's really interesting that you're doing it from looking at the UK. And for you, it's a fresh place to come and live. You know, something we may not take for granted perhaps.
Exactly. It's fresh for me. And, you know, as you know, I've driven all over the UK and you have beautiful countryside. And it reminds me of actually where I grew up. So I'm originally from Iowa. And, you know, there's been many times where I've just been transported exactly home. And I just think it's such a sweet thing that maybe what people don't think that I see, I get to experience here.
Yep. So I was going to say that I've seen here that you've played the Grand Ole Opry 89 times.
I have.
So that's like, again, the place that everyone would want to go to. And if you're in Nashville, that's the place to be.
It is the place to be.
When was that then?
So I debuted in 2012.
Okay.
And Vince Gill was my introduction. So he took me up on stage, and that was my first time playing. And I'm actually playing August 16th. So as soon as I get home, I'm happy I get to be part of it. I consider it a family. You know, they get behind you as an artist. And, you know, for me, I watch backstage the greats, and I pull, like, so much amazing. You know, I soak it all in every time I get to play there, you know, with the other artists that are there.
So, yeah, so that's like you say, that's your homecoming place.
It is.
And you've played Hyde Park as well.
I've played Hyde Park as well. So last year, I'm the biggest James Taylor fan, and
He's played here before.
That's incredible. Yeah. And I assumed he had, but James Taylor and Paul Simon. And I basically opened this show I was honored to be on the bill. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know how that come about? Is that just through, had they heard your work? Or?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it kind of came about as I had been coming over here for so long. And one of the only country artists kind of coming over at least three times a year. I mean, you know, people come over from country to country, but I was going off, you know, I was driving to places no one else would drive to. And I think I maybe just caught the attention and said, oh, she's, you know, she's making an effort to be here, and just love being a part of the music scene. I almost feel like I'm now a part of the country, you know, folk. It's Americana scene here in the UK. It's kind of all mixed together,
yes,
really.
Yeah. And like this festival has a lot of folk, Americana and country.
It does.
And,
you know, it does.
And lots of other genres too. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when did you decide to leave Nashville then?
So we still reside in Nashville, but
okay,
I basically go back and forth. In fact, last year I spent mostly my entire year in the UK. So in a way, I think if I've learned anything, at some point in your life, I think it's one of the greatest things to go somewhere else and spend time as though you live there. I love it. I almost consider it my home away from home now.
Yeah, so you kind of do a bit of both.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And your first album was released in 2017, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
That was Dream Country.
Dream Country, yes.
And will you be playing some of that tonight?
I will. It'll be a blend of... Dream Country reminds me so much. When I walked into the festival, there were songs I immediately put into my set because I knew that they would fit really well. There's a song I wrote called Anchor with a Brit, actually, Sam Palladio, who is an amazing actor, writer, and it's just so sweet for this setting. So I was already dreaming up the right songs to play.
And what else will we'll be hearing some from your new...
You'll hear some brand new ones. There's a song called Fire from Wonderland that's really beautiful and has this country folk inspiration, and I'm excited about that one.
And that was released earlier this year.
It was, and it went number one on the country UK charts.
Fabulous.
It almost, you know, for me, it doing that, it was such a sweet success for how much I'd been traveling. It was lovely to see that happen.
So that was earlier this year. And so you said this is the end of your UK tour for now.
It is.
And you go back to Nashville.
I'm going back to Nashville. You know, I've been writing a bunch of new songs.
And will you be recording?
I'm going to be recording as soon as I get home, playing the Opry, and then hopefully be back in March.
Lovely. And where would people find you? Just Sarah Darling?
SarahDarling.com. And then I'm on all social media as well.
Yeah,
you can come
brilliant.
Say hi to me.
Thank you very much for coming to talk to us, and have a great night
Thanks,
tonight.
Thanks, you too.
Love to see you. Thank you. That was lovely, Sarah Darling there. And we're going to play that song. But just before I play it, the one she mentioned, Anchor, I found it on her first album. We're going to play that one because she then did a cracking set on stage two. And when I met her, she was wearing a T-shirt and jeans and looking very lovely, but in T-shirt and jeans. Then on stage, she had the most beautiful, blue glittery, all I can throw, hot pants and crop top. And she looked absolutely fantastic. And I just had glitter envy. I'm a bit of a magpie when it comes to anything glittery. And she looked fantastic. She had a whole band with her. And as she mentioned in that interview, and she mentioned on stage, that she was going to do a different set. But when she came into the festival, she saw what it was like, and she felt she had to do this one. So this is Anchor by Sarah Darling. And then we'll look at the travel.